you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, so we have Nia back again, and we are so excited to ask Nia more questions. And yeah, so I wanted to know, since we were talking about all of the things that you do, because you're just like, you know, you can do everything. How do you juggle all of that, especially going to UCLA and living on campus, and you're also doing movies and you're doing music and you're doing all these things? How do you juggle everything?
Honestly, I don't even know. I literally, like, I really don't. I take it day by day, honestly, just because, like, my schedule will just get so busy for, like, no reason at all. And I'm like, whew, like, I have to take a deep breath. Like, I have to take it step by step and, like, check things off of my list. Like, something that I will do is, like, write out, I'll get really overwhelmed. I'm like, I have so much to do. Like, I have to learn my audition. I have to do X, Y, and Z. I have this lesson, whatever. I have my schoolwork, I have my midterms. I'll write down everything that I have to do. And then usually it's not as much as I think it is once you write it down. And then you just go off the list.
Oh, that's a good way.
Right? And like, as you get stuff done, you just cross it off the list. And then you have like peace of mind in a way, because you see it on paper and you're like, okay, so it's not as much as it seems in my head. So you just kind of go through it, and once you do it, you take it off. But like, you know, I think another thing is like, you don't have to like do everything all at once, you know, like you can take your time. And like, that's something that I'm still learning as well, because when I get stuff, like I feel very overwhelmed and I'm like, I have to do everything. But you know, if you just take your time and do it, and like, don't stress yourself out, because if you stress yourself out, you're not going to get it done. So
no, of course. Yeah, I think that's such a good thing for everyone listening as well. Even for me, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should really start writing down everything. Because if you do everything, you know, like in situations where your schedule builds up, it's like everything sometimes feels like a 10 when really it's maybe like a 5 or a 6, you know, like in the bigger picture, like everything really, if you just, like you said, just take a moment, take a deep breath, step back from it, write it down. And then you're like, huh. I'm capable of doing that, and I'm going to do it one at a time, and then I'll accomplish it.
Yeah.
That's a really smart thing
exactly.
to do.
Because you can't do everything at the same time. Like, you will just go crazy. You can't do that.
Literally. That's so important. Okay, so is there any piece of advice that you've learned from your mom or even your dad even? Because you have such an incredible family and they're so intelligent. And I don't know, I feel like your mom has just always given such great advice. Is there anything that she's taught you that you've like this? It could be anything that you've kind of taken with you through life now as like a young adult.
Honestly, I feel like it's literally everything. I mean, literally my whole like mindset and everything is like based off of, you know, my parents, because I do look up to them as well. I think that like even like the thing that we were talking about last about like managing time and stuff, like my mom literally tells me like write everything you have to do down and then get things off your list. Like that's her thing. Like I didn't make that up. She told me to do that, you know? So right. Like mm-hmm. I can't take credit for half of this stuff because like my parents just, I don't know, they just taught me how to get things done, but like also take care of yourself as well. And I think that's another thing that like my parents like really instilled in me is like taking care of yourself, and just like self-care in a way, but like really like doing like, I don't know, doing stuff for yourself, like being kind to yourself, you know, because I beat myself up all the time about like random things, and they're always the ones telling me to like take a step back, take a deep breath, like you can do this, like they're always there supporting me, you know. And I feel like they support so many other people as well. Like we have like a lot of friends and family members that like we always want to like look out for, stick up for, and be supportive for. And I feel like I get that a lot from them as well. Like I like cheering on my friends and my family and like the people that like I love. So I feel like they definitely helped with that. And I feel like whenever you help and lift other people up, it's just gonna make you feel good, and that's gonna help lift you up as well. I mean, it's basically like treating people how you would want to be treated, even necessarily if it's not reciprocated, you know. I feel like people forget that, like, you know, everyone isn't you, so you know, you just kind of have to be a good person, or your version of a good person, you know.
Of course. It also really shows like who you surround yourself with.
Yeah, because that too.
I think like, and obviously it's really hard as you're a teenager, because as you're growing up, because sometimes, you know, you can let someone in whose intentions you thought were pure, and maybe they weren't. Mm-hmm. And I think like even just having negative people around is such, it really affects your everyday life. And I think it's so important, like, and it's okay to make mistakes and to, you know, make friends with people that you end up realizing maybe aren't the best fit for you. But like, as long as you are surrounding yourself with people who are positive and kind and uplifting, and people that really motivate you to be a good person or have a good day, I think is really important. And even like with you, Nia, like every time I know I hang out with you, I know I'm going to leave feeling happy, or I'm going to leave feeling good, because but it's true. You're just a genuine, like, happy soul, and you have such great intentions, and you're just such a kind person, and it really shows, and it radiates like 100%. Every day. Like, I think anyone who could look at you could just say, wow, that person looks like a very nice person.
Thanks, guys.
Just
you are.
Hashtag you
approachable.
True. Literally.
True.
I love that. That's hilarious.
So funny. Thank you. That's so sweet. But like, it's such a big, like, that is a huge factor. Like, you have to surround yourself with good people and people that, like, you know, will support you and look out for you. You have to have that network of people.
Of course. Well, I feel like we haven't touched on this topic yet.
Oh no.
But you have a podcast.
I do.
So do you want to talk a little bit about that and how you came up with the idea?
And you could maybe give us some tips, because you started before we did.
Yeah. Sure. So I have a podcast with Miss Tila Dunn called Adulting. And basically what it's about is, you know, in the name, we just are going through our adult lives. And it's kind of cool because she's 25, I'm 20, so like there's a little bit of a difference, but we're still like early on adults, you know. We're trying to like figure out adulthood from like being a teenager. So that's like living by yourself, going to college, I don't know, taking care of your mental health, taking care of your body, your, you know, how you handle relationships, not only, you know, romantically, but friendships as well. you know, there's a lot of different factors in adulthood that, you know, you you kind of just go through.
It's exhausting.
Like, if you do laundry, you have to wash your dishes, you have to go get gas, you have to get your oil changed. Like, there's so much. And basically it's us just talking about those things and how we do them and hopefully have a level-headed mind while doing them.
That is amazing.
I'm not there yet, but I listen to your podcast as if I am one.
Oh my god. No, you definitely are like an adult, Maddie. Like, you definitely are. You too, Kenzie.
Maddie is for
like,
sure.
Like, you guys are very independent. So if that's not adulting, I don't know what is.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
What kind of sparked your interest to do a podcast? Like, what, besides obviously the fact that you were like, we want to talk about this, like, was there, because for us and like me and Kenzie specifically, we were just like, and you can relate to this too, Nia, is like, we have grown up with people watching us in the spotlight, I guess you could call it. I feel like people feel like they know everything about us, but they know a version of us. Most of the time when people come up and recognize us, don't you still feel like they think we're like 11?
Yes, and people don't realize that we've evolved, we've changed, we've grown up.
Yeah. Totally. So I feel like that's cool too, that you have a podcast talking literally about adulting and like growing as a person and maturing in your life and doing new things and trying new things and figuring out life in its own. And I think that's really important because I think people really, you know, are stuck in this like version of us. So it's cool to like see that we're growing up and we're evolving and we're going to make mistakes and we're going to have success and we're going to do all the things because that's what it's like to be an adult.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. There's ups, there's downs. But yeah, basically kind of like the same thing as you guys. Like felt like, you know, I'm 20 now and I was like, you know what? It's time for people to like, hopefully, like if they listen, they can see how much I've grown as a person, you know? And then also, I think it was just something that I was passionate about because I like talking in a way where like I like talk shows and I felt like it's kind of like a little talk show. And
isn't it so fun, like so talking fun. To a microphone?
So sorry, this is so I don't mean to cut you off, but Nia, remember we had a talk show?
Stop.
When we were younger. Stop.
Yes. Why did we actually do it?
And it was called Tea Talk, wasn't it?
No. It was called Celeb Secrets.
Oh, Celeb Secrets!
Did you guys used to film it in like the hotels before competition?
Yes, we would
film it
in the hotels and we would sit on chairs like in the hallway or it would be like a bench and we would just set up our iPad.
And we would be like, so yeah, today.
Yeah. Welcome to Celeb Secrets.
That brings back the memories.
I know, but continue. I'm sorry.
Stop. I guess we've always just liked talking.
Yeah, true. We all love talking.
We all love talking. We love it. Kenzie, maybe we got to bring it back. Maybe we bring back Celeb Secrets.
Oh my God.
Or what about the farm? That's what I'm waiting for.
What about the farm? We always said we'd have one. Are we investing? Guys, are we going in on investment right now?
I think we should actually start looking. I need to tell everyone this because we were obsessed with video games, Nia and I especially. Yes. We would always sit together on the bus because both of us, like, I don't know why. Why did we always just like that was our seat? We were all just like, all right. And so we would play Minecraft and we would make a farm.
Obsessed with Minecraft.
You also played it as well, but we would make a farm every time we played. It would be literally a different day, different farm every single day. And we've always, every day. And we've been saying since we were like six, I was 6 years old that we were going to have a farm.
We
need to.
You know what? I think we just haven't made it to that place yet, but I do know in our lifetime, we're going to have a farm.
You know what you could do? You could have a talk show on your farm.
Oh my God. It's called Alpaca's Secrets.
And it was so funny. We're like, we're going to have baby goats. We're going to have baby chickens. We're going to have baby horses. We're going to have people.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, did we realize that these babies will grow up?
Right, like that is funny. Yeah, we're like
just babies.
Yep. Remember we would like kill all of the, you know, like in Minecraft where like you can spawn a bunch of animals and then like we would only keep the baby ones. We would never keep the big ones ever.
We'd only keep the baby ones.
Yeah, so bad.
Well, you've learned that in your adulting podcast that not only do we evolve and grow up, but so do pigs.
Yep.
So do pigs and other animals.
And everything else in life.
That's hilarious.
This is kind of off topic, but imagine like, because you know when you're a competition dancer and you basically just plan for your life to be that you compete from whenever you start to like till you're graduating high school. So like imagine if we like continued competing until we were 18 and how different our lives would be.
I think about that sometimes and I'm like, oh my, it would be so toxic. Oh my gosh. Like I'm so happy we stopped competition dance when we did because it literally just like it's so bad for your mental health.
It takes a toll.
It takes a toll on your body, on your mental health. Just like it's a lot. I'm so happy we were like able to like get out of that world and experience like our teens not in that environment. I think it's really nice. And like it's so funny because when we were younger, I would always think, like, why aren't there as many seniors? Like, why does everyone always quit like senior year or whatever? I'm like, I know why now. I'm like, because at a certain point, you just want to like have certain experiences with friends, families, just milestones. And being in, you know, that competition dance world might be great for some, but it might just not work for other people. So it was kind of nice to kind of get both sides of it. Like at least, you know, our childhood was, you know, in front of a camera doing competition dance, like 24/7, like insane.
Yeah.
To you know, kind of having like a regular life and going back to school and having friends outside of dance and, you know, trying to figure out other things that you're passionate about.
Even for normal people, I mean, we are normal people, but you get what I mean. for kids that go to school and go to dance, dance is still your entire life. Yeah. You have to devote so much time that, like, you don't have time for friends. You don't have time for these things. So it's just like dance takes a big toll on your life.
It's a huge commitment for your life. So,
and I think also I'm so happy that we were able to, like, get out of competition world when we did, because we already started kind of having pretty intense body issues when we were younger.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even when we were like 11, like 10, 11, 12, 13. And just imagine how much that would progress. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I don't have body issues, because I definitely have a lot of, like, I definitely have body dysmorphia. And I think we all do.
Yeah,
we all do. And I think anyone who, you know, in our generation who has social media can probably relate.
So well.
And but it's crazy how, like, you think, oh my gosh, okay, fine, I'm out of the competition world, I don't have to deal with that anymore, and then you go on social media and you're like, oh, here I am again comparing myself and wishing I look different. It's just like an ongoing cycle that it's not even like, it's not even what situation you're in, it's just kind of carries along with you. And I think that is also why, like, going back to your, like, Role Model Monday, is just because you can see that there can be so many different types of people who do different hobbies, do different things, who are all different skin colors, who are all different body sizes, and everyone is beautiful in their own way. And I think it's just really important to show, and something that I think we should, that we all, you know, are trying to navigate, is just like, man, it's hard being a teenager and growing up in competition world as a dancer, being told you need to look fit or whatever, and then carrying that into social media. It's a really toxic cycle.
And, like, especially like growing up as a dancer, you're just like so hyper aware of your body in general, like whether it's feeling good, whether it's not feeling okay, whether it's you don't like how it looks in the mirror, because you're always staring at yourself in the mirror in the dance studio constantly, you know. So you're very aware of what your body looks like, what your body can do, what your ability is. And I think a lot of people who are also just like in sports, in athletics, can like relate as well. So, like, coming from that world to even just like to social media, seeing it still just kind of like transfer over to social media, kind of crazy. It's really weird, because you would think that you could get, once you stop doing whatever that was, it would be done, you don't have to worry about it anymore. But then now we step into like this new like area, and it's social media, and, you know, all those curated pictures of everyone looking perfect, because let's be honest, it's everyone's highlight reel. No one's going to post like a bad picture of themselves, you know.
Of course.
So we're all basing our normal lives off of someone's like picture perfect life on social media, and that creates like a lot of conflict in your head, because you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not doing this, or I don't look like that, and oh my gosh, it's a mess. And I think that's why it's really good. it's a mess.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it's really important that, you know, people keep on sharing, you know, that we're all in this together. And like, although social media can be great, because I can post things like my Role Model Mondays, it can also be really harmful as well, because, you know, you see so many different people, so many different things, so many different opinions, where you kind of feel lost, or you feel like, you know, you're not good enough. So I feel like it's really good that you guys are like bringing up this conversation and like kind of just letting people know that you relate, and that we all have insecurities and things that we're dealing with, just to feel like, just to make the world a little smaller and make the world feel hopefully a little bit more comfortable with themselves, even though it is kind of hard. But I definitely think, like, you know, social media cleanses sometimes could be nice, you know, like taking a step back, take a day off from social media, you know, just certain things like that can honestly kind of help you in that sort of way. But
totally,
I feel like it's something that all of everyone struggles with nowadays.
Totally. Yeah. But it's because of you and people like you who just are great inspirations, and instead of bringing negativity, bring light and try and focus on the, you know, what's to come. And we really appreciate you being on here, just because we not only like look up to you so much, but you're also just one of the best people we know, and we think you're such an amazing friend, and
we love you so much.
You've impacted our lives so much. Honestly, some of our best memories have been with each other, so it's just really, really cool to.
Of course,
it's so cool that we're still friends.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on and bringing light to everyone's life, and we love you so much.
Thanks. Okay, I love you guys too. Bye, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-TAKE20.
See you next time.
Bye.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.